In the WRHI News Center, I'm Tyler Cupp.
But we don't want people looking at these mandatory minimums and serving hard time whenever they're not truly trafficking. So it's getting that language correct.
That's State House Representative Brandon Guffey talking about the ongoing back and forth between lawmakers about creating a stiffer and more concrete statute for the trafficking of fentanyl in South Carolina. This past October, authorities said there were enough fentanyl seized during a drug bust on the state line in Clover to kill every person in York County and beyond. That case is now being handled by the federal government because they have stiffer penalties for trafficking. Representative Guffey said the state can simply do better.
And the amount of the fentanyl bust that we had in York County, you know, there's no other way to describe that other than trafficking. And I believe that anyone that is moving that kind of weight through our state needs to be punished.
Currently, first-time offenders charged with trafficking fentanyl in South Carolina are sentenced to 0 to 15 years behind bars.